We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The God that we serve is a person. He's not a force, or he's not just a being. He is a person, and we can have a personal relationship with him. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry this morning. We're going to go to the book of Psalms, and I want you to find in your Bible Psalm 113. 113, we'll begin our reading in verse number 1. And I do encourage you to find your Bible and to open it up and follow along with these wonderful timeless truths. The Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? Who raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren women to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." There are many people who know about God, but there are few people who truly know God. And it's important in order for us to know who we are. People will always say that. They'll say, "Well, Pastor Burns, I'm just going to take some time in my life and I'm going to find myself." You know, listen, you will never know who you are until, first of all, you know God. And if we're going to know about us and our life and our needs, then we're going to have to know God. In today's society, many people begin discussing God by questioning his existence. I heard the story of a lady named Cheryl, and she went to a beauty shop to have her hair cut and her nails painted and trimmed. And the beautician began to work, and they began to have good conversations about many things. And then they eventually began to talk on the subject of God. And the beautician said, "Well, I don't believe that God exists." And Cheryl said, "Well, why do you believe that?" And she said, "Well, you know, when you walk down the streets and, you know, you see all the sick people and you see abandoned children and you see suffering and you see pain," she said, "I can't imagine a loving God who will allow all these things to happen." And Cheryl thought for a moment, but she didn't want to respond because she didn't want to begin an argument. And the beautician finished her job, and the customer left the shop. And just after she had left the shop, she saw a woman in the street with long stringy hair. And Cheryl turned back to the beauty shop and again said to the beautician, she says, "You know what? I don't think I believe that beauticians exist." And the beautician, who was standing right there, says, well, why would you ever say that? I mean, I am a beautician, and I just worked on your hair. And Cheryl said, well, if beauticians existed, then why are there so many people with unkept hair? And she looked at Cheryl, and she says, oh, she says, that's what happens when people don't come to me. And she said, exactly, that's the point. You see, God does exist. Yet pain and suffering is what happens when people don't come to him. I want to give you three attributes in the Bible this morning here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I want to describe God for you, all right? Number one, we worship a powerful God. We worship a powerful God. Psalm 62, verse 11 says, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. In the Bible, when the prophets would speak, they would often draw a contrast between false idols and the God of the Bible. And it was not uncommon for prophets to literally mock these false gods. Elijah, you know, he says, well, your God must be sleeping because he's not answering your prayer. And their message surrounded the fact that the God of Israel, or Jehovah God, the one true God, he is an all-powerful God, and he is a God who is strong and mighty and has the ability to save. Jeremiah said this, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Thou art great, and thy name is great in might. You see, the Bible says that God has power to create. His power is seen in his incredible creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Even the Bible says in the very beginning of the Word of God, Genesis 1:1, it doesn't argue that God exists. It just declares, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 33, verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He has power to create, but his power is also seen in his authority. Now, to describe God's authority, we use the word sovereignty. It's a Bible word. He is a sovereign God. It just means this: God is in charge. God's in charge. You know, when someone comes into a restaurant because maybe their food wasn't up to par, and they look around, they say, who's in charge here? And everyone points to the manager. Well, the Bible teaches us that God is in control. God is in charge. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to do great and to give strength unto all. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6, the Bible says, and said, O Lord of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And ruleth not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? None is able to withstand thee. Revelation 19, verse 6, and I have heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of many thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. God is in control. But not only is his power seen in his authority and his creation, but God's power is also seen in his ability. Think about these Bible words if we could. Number one, God is able to do anything. We say that he is omnipotent. He is able to do anything. This speaks of his omnipotence. It's never what God can do, because God can do anything, but it's always what we allow God to do through us. Job chapter 42, verse 2 says, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. He is omnipotent, but also God knows everything. The word we use is omniscience. It speaks of the fact that God knows all things. 1 John 3, verse 20, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. I mean, you think about the image from the Hubble telescope, and they have suggested that there are over 50 billion galaxies, and each galaxy has over 200 million stars. And yet the Bible says, he telleth the number of stars, he calleth them all by their names. It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
God doesn't learn anything, because he knows everything. God knows what we're thinking. God knows where we've been. God knows our plans and our passions and our promises. God knows everything. In fact, the Bible says that God knows the thought pattern of our life to bring together the words that we say, because before we said it, we thought it, and God knows how those words formed in our thought life. That's incredible. God knows everything. But also we use a word called omnipresent. It means God is everywhere. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 24. And so the reality is that God is everywhere. And so we worship a powerful God, a powerful God. Number two, I want you to think about this. We also worship a perfect God. He is a perfect God. Psalm 18, verse 30, the Bible says, for as for God, his way is perfect, without error, without any mistakes. God's way is absolutely perfect. Perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. The Bible describes for us that God is perfect in every way, and his perfection is demonstrated in his oneness. The atheist will say, there is no God. The agnostic will say, well, we cannot know whether there is a God. The polytheist will say, well, there are many gods. The pantheist will say, well, God is everything. And so everything is a part of God. And yet the Bible says there is one God, and he is the true God. Is there a God beside me? The Lord says, yea, there is no God. I know not any. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is one God, and we can know him. If you're a Christian today, you can pray and he hears that prayer. You can cry out to him and he listens to you. He loves us. He cares about us. He sent his son to die for us. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5, the Bible says, for though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. You see, God is perfect in his oneness, but God is also perfect in his holiness. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Holy. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. The Bible characterizes God as we see glimpses of him, the overwhelming character that's recorded in the Bible over and over and over and over again is the holiness of God. And when we see God's holiness, it changes how we live our life. It changes what we do. It changes what we allow, what we say. Isaiah saw the holiness of God in Isaiah chapter 6. And what does he say to God when he sees him high, holy, and lifted up? He says, here am I, Lord, send me. So God is holy. He is perfectly holy. He is perfectly one. And the Bible says that he is perfectly just and righteous. Now, righteousness is his imposing on mankind righteous laws and demands, and justice is the carrying out of the penalties attached to those laws. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 18, verse 25, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, the Bible says he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. He is a God of justice. He is a God of righteousness. God is perfect in his faithfulness. The Bible uses the terminology immutable. And this word is used to describe the fact that God does not change. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says, for I am the Lord, I change not. God is always the same. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that ought to bring confidence in our life, because the very fact that God is a wonderfully faithful God. And there are times in our life when, you know, let's be honest, we are not faithful. We are not faithful to God. But he definitely is faithful to us. Number three, not only do we worship a powerful God, and not only do we worship a perfect God, but listen, this is important. We worship a personal God. The God that we serve is a person. He's not a force, or he's not just a being. He is a person, and we can have a personal relationship with him. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God thinks toward us. And God does not think toward us in an evil way or a way of destruction or a way of judgment, but God has thoughts of peace, and God wants to have a personal relationship with each of us. Now, let's think about the person of the Lord, and let's think about the fact that his personality is seen in his titles. He is God, Elohim, all-powerful one. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. He is the I Am, that is the self-existent one. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, I am that I am. In other words, God doesn't need you, but you need God. He is Jehovah, the eternal and immutable one. Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible speaks of God as the God of gods and the Lord of lords and the King of kings. It means it speaks of his authority, that there is one true God. There are not many gods. You know, people say, well, you know, this religion has their God and this religion has their God. And no, there is one God, Jehovah God. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17, he is our heavenly Father. It speaks of the fact that God is our Father above and he loves us and cares about us. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 26. And so his personality is seen in his titles, but his personality is seen in his Trinity. The Bible teaches us that there is one God, or the Bible speaks of the Godhead, and the Godhead has revealed himself in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, these are not three gods. It is one God revealed himself in three persons. The Bible says in 1 John 5, 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. I think of a marriage relationship. The Bible says as God looks at a couple who are married and are in the bond of marriage, the institution that God began marriage to raise children in the admonition of the Lord. The Bible says that when God looks down from heaven and sees a married couple, he doesn't see two people, he sees one. The Bible says that they are one flesh, and yet they are two distinct people. They have different personalities, they have different likes and dislikes. The reality is that they are one flesh, and the Bible says that the Godhead is one God, but he has revealed himself in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, this is important to understand because the Godhead has helped us or has worked in our life to bring us to the point of salvation. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So God sent Jesus, his only Son, the second person of the Trinity or the Godhead. Jesus came to this earth to die for our sins. Jesus is 100% God. God made himself or robed himself in human flesh. God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit, he glorifies Jesus. He convicts us of our sin and draws us to a Savior, shows us our need that we cannot save ourselves, and uses the Word of God to teach us and to grow us in our life. And so the personality of God is seen in the Trinity. It's seen in his titles. But think about this, the personality of God is seen in his tender, loving care. The personality of God is seen in his wonderful, tender, loving care. The Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and all kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The Bible says that God is rich in mercy. The idea is that he overflows in his mercy and great love and tender care for his children. God loves us so much. And the only way that you can have a relationship with God is through Jesus, his son. Jesus said, listen, if you want to come to my Father, there's only one way, by me. And that's why he died on the cross. That's why he died for you and as you, so that you could enter into a relationship with God and that you could have eternal life and that you can, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Listen, if you truly want to understand who you are, you're going to understand who God is. He's a loving Savior that died for you, and you can have eternal life if you put your faith and trust in him. He's a powerful God. He's a perfect God. Listen, friend, he's a personal God. He's not some force in this universe that you could never know and never walk with and never talk to. No, listen, he's not far away from every one of us. He's near us through his son Jesus, and he wants you to have a relationship with him today.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.